Section 4.3. Eating the right fats can actually make you leaner. Let me state this fact for the record. Eating fat does not make you fat. That is, as long as you eat the right kinds of fat without overdoing the quantity. Yes, fat, at 9 calories per gram, is more calorie dense than protein or carbohydrates at 4 calories per gram. But eating adequate quantities of healthy fats will actually help you lose body fat and create a lean, healthy body. The confusion about dietary fat is easy to understand in today's society. Not only do you get mixed messages from food manufacturing advertisers, but to make things worse, you even get mixed messages from the medical and health industry on what kinds and how much fat you should include in your diet. Some so-called experts will stick to the assertion that a low-fat/high-carbohydrate diet is the best way to lose weight and prevent heart disease. On the other end of the spectrum, other so-called experts argue that a high-fat, high-protein, low-carb diet is the magic secret to losing weight and preventing heart disease. As with most arguments among experts, the answer for the majority of people lies somewhere in the middle. When you review specific population studies of traditional diets of various groups of people around the world, it begins to become clear that there is no magic ratio of macronutrients that will prevent heart disease and obesity. In fact, there is a totally different factor aside from macronutrients that really controls how your body reacts to food, the real aspect of food that makes it healthy or unhealthy. It is the processing of foods that is the key factor in acquiring a lean, healthy body. For example, it is known that heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity are unheard of in historical Eskimo populations, despite consuming an extremely high-fat diet comprised of mostly whale blubber, seal fat, cold-water fish, and organ meat. Take note that although the Eskimos ate a very high-fat diet of almost all animal products, their diet was all natural and contained none of the processed foods that comprise the majority of the typical modern-day diet. Another example of very healthy populations is that of the traditional Pacific Islanders and several countries of Southeast Asia, where coconut fat traditionally has comprised 60% to 70% of their total caloric intake. These populations that relied on coconut fat, which is over 90% saturated fat, has such a high percentage of their diet, were historically very lean, and once again, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity were practically non-existent prior to the infiltration of modern Western dietary influences. As with the Eskimos, the Pacific Islanders ate virtually no processed foods, typical of a modern Western diet. Yet another example of traditional populations exhibiting superb health despite eating a very high-fat diet is that of certain African tribes such as the Maasai and Samburu. These tribes were known to consume the majority of their diet through whole, raw milk, beef, and blood, consuming an average of 4 or 5 times the quantity of fat and saturated fat as disease-ridden Americans. Yet these tribes remained free of modern degenerative diseases and displayed very lean bodies. Traditional Mediterranean diets are also known to be very high in fat, sometimes up to 70% of calories. Yet these populations again remained in very good health. There are many more examples of the traditional diets of specific populations around the world, and the corresponding excellent health of these populations. Although these diets differ drastically in their consumption of carbs, fat, and protein, the one aspect that remains consistent with all traditional diets, which accounts for their numerous health benefits, is that they were comprised of food in its most natural and unprocessed state, the way we were meant to eat food. The historical increase in the use of highly processed and refined foods, such as refined flour, refined sugar, and refined hydrogenated vegetable oils, coincides with the increase in degenerative diseases such as heart disease and obesity. Food processing is one of those instances where technology can actually be a bad thing. As I have previously mentioned, most people need adequate amounts of healthy fibrous carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats to maintain optimal health and create the fat-burning machine that is your body. Restricting or eliminating one or two of these important macronutrients will almost always detrimentally affect your efforts to get lean. So now that we've established that eating adequate amounts, generally 20 to 40% of your total calories, of healthy fats will actually help you lose your body fat, let's actually examine which fats are good and which are bad. First, please understand that all fats found in nature are made up of some ratio of polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, and saturated fat. How much of each type of fat is determined by what part of the world the plant or animal lives, i.e., what climate, soil, type, etc. To understand which fats are healthy and which are unhealthy, just ask yourself the following simple yet important questions. For plant-based fat sources, is it a minimally processed natural product or a heavily processed chemically altered product? For animal-based fat sources, meat or dairy, did it originate from mass-production farm-raised animals or from free-range animals, grass-fed animals, or wild game? Once you ask these questions, the answer to healthy or unhealthy fat becomes intuitive. The truth about animal fats. Most modern medical recommendations insist that the saturated fat in animal fat is unhealthy. This may be true if the animal was factory farm-raised, given loads of hormones and antibiotics, and fattened up with grains and soy that are not the natural diet of the animal. On the other hand, if an animal is free-range or grass-fed and allowed to eat the majority of its diet through grasses and other forage that it was meant to eat naturally, the meat will generally be much leaner, and any fats within will be much healthier for your consumption. Note, this concept applies to fish as well. Farm-raised fish is typically far inferior to wild fish due to the same factor. Did the fish grow by eating man-made soy, corn, grain pellets, or were they wild fish that ate what they were supposed to eat naturally in the wild? Farm-raised fish have omega-3 to omega-6 ratios that are out of whack and way too high in omega-6 fatty acids. On the other hand, wild fish have naturally balanced omega-3 to omega-6 ratios that are much healthier for our consumption. Another example, grass-fed beef, is known to contain much higher quantities of healthy fats such as conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, and omega-3 fatty acids compared with grain-fed beef. The same is true of the milk from grass-fed cows versus grain-fed cows. I recently found an awesome website where I've been ordering all of my grass-fed meats lately. The service is incredible, as I found that my meat deliveries came right to my door in a sealed cooler within a few days after ordering. The quality of the products they have is impeccable as well. I highly recommend the grass-fed filet mignon, grass-fed beef burgers and bison burgers, and the grass-fed cheeses too. They even have a great selection of free-range chicken and turkey sausages, which I found were delicious, and you can really tell the quality difference compared to what you get in a typical grocery store. Here's the site. http://healthygrassfed.2ya.com. I think you can only order from this site in the US or Canada. However, do some research if you're in other countries, and I'll bet you'll find options near you. Beyond grass-fed meats, you can also bank on the fact that wild game is almost always containing healthy fats and have much better nutritional profiles for you than factory farm-raised animals. If you can't order grass-fed meats from the above site, and you don't have access to wild game, your next best options for healthier meats are organic and or free-range meats if you can find them in stores near you. It may be hard for you to find organic meat and dairy from free-range animals unless you shop at Whole Foods or organic markets, although more and more grocery stores are carrying organic and free-range meats now, that demand is increasing. Again, your number one best bet for the healthiest option for meat is grass-fed meats from the site such as healthygrassfed.2ya.com or wild game if you have access to it. Otherwise, try at least to find free-range and or organic meats. In addition, contrary to popular belief, milk fat is actually a very healthy natural fat for human consumption, but only as it occurs naturally in raw, whole milk from grass-fed, free-range cows. However, once again, the technology of food processing messes up a good thing by pasteurizing and homogenizing the milk fat, heating it and breaking it up into very small particles, respectively. Unlike raw milk fat, which contains ample beneficial CLA, pasteurized and homogenized milk fat is thought to have negative effects in the body. You will find it very hard to find raw milk in the U.S. Visit www.realmilk.com/where.html to find places in many states where raw milk is available near you, both in the U.S. and other countries. Since you may not be able to find raw milk near you, your easiest strategy may be to limit milk fat by choosing fat-free milk if you absolutely need some milk for cooking. Try to minimize milk as much as possible if you're not going to be able to get raw milk. I personally won't drink milk at all anymore unless I can get real milk, raw, unpasteurized, unhomogenized. Also, realize that animal fats from meat and whole dairy are important sources of fat, soluble vitamins, so eating some whole yogurt or whole cheeses may be a good idea as long as you eat them in moderation and still take total calories into account. Just try to stay away from typical grocery store whole milk in order to avoid the homogenized milk fat. Personally, I luckily have access to a health food co-op in my area that sells raw grass-fed milk from farms in the region. If I'm stuck at a typical chain grocery store where raw whole milk is not available, I'll choose smaller quantities of skim milk to avoid the homogenized milk fat, just to get by for whatever purpose I may need a small amount of milk. Otherwise, I try to avoid milk altogether, unless I can get raw milk. The truth is that whole raw milk from grass-fed cows is one of nature's almost perfect food sources. However, your typical pasteurized, homogenized milk at a typical grocery store from mass factory farming is not something that is good for your body. What about all the skeptics that tell you raw milk is dangerous? Well, I can tell you that they are misinformed. The fact is that most raw milk operations are much cleaner farms than typical factory farms. I've been drinking gallons upon gallons of raw milk for over 5 years now, and I've never once gotten sick from it. Neither have any of my friends or family that have started drinking raw milk over the years. If you want to read in more detail everything you've ever wanted to know about pasteurized milk versus raw milk, here's a great book from Amazon. Find it at http://tinyurl.com/42JTWJ. The truth about plant-based fats. Moving on to plant-based fats, but remaining on the subject of saturated fat, it is important to understand that the saturated fats in minimally processed tropical oils, such as coconut oil, palm oil, and cocoa butter, have received an undeserved bad rap. More and more scientific evidence is mounting relating to the numerous health benefits of tropical oils. For example, coconut oil is largely comprised of a healthy saturated fat called lauric acid, a medium-chain triglyceride, which has many health benefits and is lacking in modern Western diets that are so highly comprised of heavily processed unhealthy polyunsaturated oils like soybean, corn, and cottonseed oils. In addition, the fat from cocoa beans, cocoa butter, is highly comprised of another healthy saturated fat called stearic acid, which, along with the high antioxidant content of cocoa, make dark, bittersweet chocolate, not milk chocolate, a very healthy yet tasty treat. You can begin to see that if a source of dietary fat is unprocessed and natural, it will be healthy, regardless of whether it was mostly saturated, polyunsaturated, or monounsaturated. Now let's move on to a discussion to better understand the unsaturated plant-based oils, which are mostly comprised of a combination of monounsaturated fat and polyunsaturated fat, with small amounts of saturated fat. When it comes to monounsaturated fat, you pretty much can't go wrong, because it is a fairly stable fat, not overly reactive to light and heat. Great sources of monounsaturated fat are extra virgin olive oil, avocados, pecans, macadamias, and almonds. You have to be more careful when it comes to polyunsaturated fats. Many researchers believe that the overabundance of refined and/or hydrogenated, the source of the deadly trans fat, polyunsaturated fats such as soybean, corn, and cottonseed oils in modern diets are the main culprit for the explosion of heart disease and obesity since the middle of the 20th century. Polyunsaturated fats are much more reactive to heat and light, and therefore become more toxic when processed and heated, as is done in almost all processed foods on the market today. In addition, modern diets are so heavily skewed toward omega-6 polyunsaturated fats compared to omega-3 polyunsaturated fats that most people eating a modern diet are deficient in omega-3s. Don't misunderstand me here. Polyunsaturated fats are an important part of a healthy diet. In fact, omega-6 and omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids are what are referred to as the essential fatty acids, because our bodies cannot manufacture them. However, because they are so unstable and highly reactive, the trick with polyunsaturated fats is to eat them as minimally processed as possible in the form of raw nuts and seeds, or from carefully extracted fish oil. One of the best sources of fish oil I've found is a carefully extracted krill oil, which has been tested as having up to 47 times more antioxidant power than standard fish oil. I get my krill oil at this site. Find it at http://natural.getprograde.com/icon. The site only delivers to the US and Canada currently. On the contrary, studies performed that don't have monetary ties to the food manufacturers have indicated that the refined and hydrogenated polyunsaturated oils are the real problem, and not the perfectly natural saturated fats which have been eaten by humans for thousands of years without ill effect. First, realize that cholesterol in the body is a healing substance and is deposited within plaque on the artery walls to help heal a problem. The problem is that the overabundance of highly toxic, refined, and hydrogenated polyunsaturated oils in a modern Western diet causes inflammation in the arteries, signaling the need for cholesterol deposition for healing. Other sources of this inflammation that signals the need for cholesterol deposition are the high diet in refined sugar and refined starches, smoking, and stress, to name a few. These dangerous refined and hydrogenated polyunsaturated oils are literally in almost all processed food, on the shelves of grocery stores, and in the deep fryers of every restaurant. If you don't believe me, consider that animal products, meat and dairy, have been a main constituent of the human diet for thousands of years, yet heart disease was practically non-existent until the mass incorporation of refined and hydrogenated vegetable oils in the food supply in the middle of the 20th century. This also correlates to the mass inclusion of highly processed and refined carbohydrates into the food supply. Another fact to keep in mind is that as heart disease and obesity grew throughout the 20th century, the percentage of saturated fat in the average diet decreased, while the percentage of highly processed, refined, and/or hydrogenated polyunsaturated fat in the average diet drastically increased. Starting to see the connection? As long as you eat a variety of minimally processed fat sources, you don't need to worry too much about whether you're eating saturated, monounsaturated, or polyunsaturated fats, because you will inadvertently obtain a healthy balance of fats. The key is just to keep your foods as natural and unprocessed as possible. Avoiding processed foods as much as possible will help you avoid the deadly trans fats that are present in most processed food on the market today. Trans fats will be discussed further in a little bit. The best fats to cook or fry with are actually saturated fats such as coconut oil, palm oil, or butter, since saturated fats are less reactive to heat and create fewer toxins and free radicals when exposed to heat and light. However, to reduce calories, keep in mind that you can also cook without oils by methods such as steaming, baking, or boiling instead of frying. Here's a link to an article I wrote previously that you may have missed, which explains more details about which oils are best for cooking. Go to www.truthaboutabs.com/unhealthy-vs-healthy-cooking-oils.html. Examples of healthy fats to include in your diet are nuts, preferably raw if you can find them, peanuts, walnuts, almonds, macadamias, cashews, etc. Seeds, pumpkin seeds, deshelled sunflower seeds, flax seeds, and sesame seeds. You can have avocados or guacamole, extra virgin olive oil, coconut or coconut milk or virgin coconut oil, natural or organic peanut butter, and or natural nut butters like almond butter, etc. Fish and fish oils, including the highest antioxidant containing fish oil, krill oil, and even cocoa butter from dark bittersweet chocolate. Now look for chocolate with 70% or greater cocoa content, as this has much lower sugar levels than milk chocolate or standard dark chocolate. It is important to eat a variety of healthy fats so that you get the benefits of the various types. Tasty ways to add raw nuts and seeds to your diet are to add them to yogurt, cold cereal, hot cereal, and salads. A great oil you can use for salad dressing and to mix into protein shakes is Udo's Choice Perfected Oil Blend, available at supplement shops or health food stores, which is a very healthy blend of carefully extracted oils from flax seeds, sunflower seeds, sesame seed, coconut, rice bran, and oat bran. This oil has a great balance of omega-3, omega-6, and omega-9 fatty acids, as well as some medium-chain triglycerides, etc. A great way to get Udo's Choice Oil and extra virgin olive oil into your diet is to make your own homemade salad dressing made up of 2/3 balsamic vinegar mixed with 1/3 equal part olive oil and Udo's Choice Oil. Olive oil and Udo's oil can also be added to your meal replacement protein shakes if you choose to use them as convenient meals. You can also find various natural nut and seed butters, such as almond butter, cashew butter, macadamia butter, and sunflower seed butter to expand your horizons beyond just peanut butter. In addition, you can find virgin coconut oil and learn more about some of the many health benefits of coconut oil at www.coconutoil.com.